Sister Hall.
God bless you, Sister Hall. Sister Hall, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying elevation. God says that you're going to another dimension in Him. I hear God says there's healing, there's restoration in the family, and I'm hearing God says that there's going to be restoration as well as something dealing with accommodations that's being made for you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Hall. I just hear God saying, yea, even through the halls or the corridors of education. I see a plaque or an award that brings forth recognition in the area of education. God is going to begin to elevate you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Hall. I hear Father God saying educational favor. For Father God says your education is not over. Father God says this is the season to apply yourself. Father God says He's giving you the mindset, He's giving you the victory, and He's giving you the stamina to follow through. I also just hear Father God saying, peace be still concerning your health. Well, Father God says, worry not, fret not. Father God says, you're too blessed to be stressed. Father God says, take on strength and boldness. And that is the word of the Lord.
I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. This is a great season that you're in, a season where you ought to delve into the presence of the Lord to hear His voice, a season where the Lord says, look neither to the left nor to the right, but keep your eyes stayed on the Lord. It's a season where things are moving, and it seems as if that the cycles are changing, things are changing. For this is an hour where the Lord says you must use wisdom in all that you do. I'm hearing the Lord say to me that double-check papers, double-check statements, and things of that nature. Keep track of important papers. Also, even when it comes to identity, don't throw papers or things just anywhere. You're going to begin to find that even around the 23rd of this month, the Spirit is going to help you to be able to get some loans or also even pay off some kind of a debt. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me that He's going to give you a new level of energy in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to be able to achieve some new things. Now, I do hear God saying to me, be sure to set boundaries if friends or others want too much from you. And that's going to lead me, and I'm going to come back to October, but that's going to lead me into November, because I felt some things in November. And it seems as if that the Lord says, watch that relationships don't go too far. Because it seems as if that around the first 10 days of the month of November, especially around the first, you could feel as though someone or some are attempting to manipulate you. And if so, the Lord says, look within and below the surface to discern what their motives might be. Don't be so trusting. And yet it seems as if that by the third, you're going to have a handle on the situation and know how to begin to neutralize any negative attentions out of that. Because it seems as if that the Lord is further says unto thee that as you're moving about in this month of October, the emotions are going to become so much more settled. You could be feeling emotional about, I don't know, your location or relatives or even neighbors or where you're at. So the Lord says, just start preparing and be centered and know that things are coming together on your behalf. For the Lord also says unto thee, He says, be prepared for the unexpected and don't overreact. Can I tell you that around the 23rd again is going to bring some new opportunities your way, personal and even possibly career. And you're going to have the ability during the next 12 months to be able to begin to improve your position and even your image in your profession or even in your community. You're going to find that your reputation is going to change for the better within the next year. For the Lord says, it seems as if that you're going to be taking a brand new path because your path is changing. The path purpose is changing. That's going to be revealed unto thee. And you're going to become more interested in what you're called to do, and you're going to become so much more dedicated to the bigger vision, to the world, is what the Lord is saying. Now let's go back to the month of November. It seems as if that around the 12th, you're going to do a good deed for someone, saith the Lord of hosts, and it's going to bless you. The Lord says, focus on achieving all that you can, even around the 13th, because it's going to prove to be a very favorable day for you. Well, I want to thank you for the miracle seed, and know that the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and God said, I have special plans, and my glory shall cover thee, and I will bless the works of your hands. Get ready, because your dream's about to take on a whole nother meaning. Thank you, and God bless.